Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on pushback against U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance's speech ripping the state of democracy in Europe.
In Munich,
free speech, I fear, is in retreat.
Speaking at a security conference, Vance said democracy simply cannot ignore the voices of voters or parties expressing alternative views.
There's no room for firewalls.
Mainstream German parties have said they will not work with the far-right and anti-immigrant Alternative for Germany party, a stance often referred to as a firewall. Vance met with the party's leader hours after top German officials pushed back hard against his anti-democracy complaints, with German Defense Chief Oscar Pistorius saying it's unacceptable for Vance to compare conditions in parts of Europe with those in authoritarian regimes. At the White House.
Very good speech, actually, a very brilliant speech.
President Trump says Europe has to be careful. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, during a meeting with Vance, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's looking forward to working with the Trump administration on ending the war with Russia.
We have a good conversation today, our first meeting, not last, I'm sure, and really what we need to speak more, to work more, and to prepare the plan how to stop Putin and finish the war. We want peace very much, but we need real security guarantees.
Zelensky says his country wants security guarantees before any talks to end the Ukraine-Russian war. Zelensky says his country wants security guarantees before any talks to end the Ukraine-Russia war. Shortly before sitting down with Vance, Zelensky said he will only agree to meet in person with Russian leader Vladimir Putin after a common plan is negotiated with U.S. President Donald Trump. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julia Franco reports Hamas has released the identities of the hostages it's releasing Saturday in exchange for more than 300 Palestinian prisoners.
That's after Hamas earlier in the week accused Israel of violating the terms of the truce and said that Israel wasn't allowing enough humanitarian aid into Gaza and said that it was going to hold up the scheduled release of the hostages over that. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that if Hamas did hold up the release of those hostages, he would resume the war in Gaza. But now that Hamas has released the names, it seems like the ceasefire deal is back on track. The three men set to be released are all from kibbutz near Oz, one of the hardest hit in the Hamas attack October 7th. There's one Israeli-American, one Israeli-Russian, and one Israeli-Argentinian.
U.S. federal workers were responding with anger and confusion on Friday across the United States as they grappled with the Trump administration's latest effort to shrink the size of the federal workforce by ordering agencies to lay off probationary employees who have yet to qualify for civil service protections. Many of those workers say they had already accepted the administration's deferred resignation offer, under which they were supposed to be paid until September 30th if they agreed to quit. That raised questions about how many others who signed will nonetheless be fired. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on U.S. relations with Canada at a famous border.
At Niagara Falls, President Trump's idea to annex Canada gets some eye rolls, but not support. Shannon Robinson from Milton, Ontario, thinks the Trump idea of a 51st state is bold, offensive, and ignorant.
He can say what he wants, and it's actually bringing Canadians together right now.
In some instances, that togetherness involves booing the U.S. national anthem at sporting events. Falls visitor Joseph Sullivan from Louisiana says the president is creating chaos.
You're telling them you own a property, and they've been there all their lives, you know, so, and that's kind of harsh in my book.
Robinson says the U.S. and Canada are allies, proud of the amicable relationship. I'm Ed Donahue.
Residents and community leaders say that M23 rebels in eastern Congo have entered the region's second-largest city, Bukavu, the latest ground gained since a major escalation of their years-long fighting with government forces. The M23 rebels entered the city and were advancing towards the center of the city of about 1.3 million, according to Jean Sammy, vice president of the civil society in South Kivu. He reported gunfire in parts of the city. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.